Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Swinger, and we're, of course, Laura is the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, everybody's into the holiday events, getting things ready, and so you're just going to add a little bit to that, Laura.
Yes, we are. This year, back by popular demand, is our natural holiday decorating. And that's going to be coming up this on Saturday, December 3rd at 1 p.m. And so we always kind of do something, either we kind of try to switch off that natural holiday decorating, and last year we tried green home products. So it's back to natural holiday decorating on December 3rd. And so because we do we build things and we make and take, this year it's going to be ornaments.
All right.
And so because of that, we do ask that you pre-register, even though it's free. We want to know how many supplies we're going to need. So pre-register for that by November 30th.
Okay, that's coming right up here. And where is it going to be and what time is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Atlantic Public Library, and it's going to be at 1 p.m. on that Saturday, December 3rd.
All right. And you said you're going to have most everything there. I'm thinking if somebody has some natural things, is there something you'd... I'm thinking like the dried hydrangea flowers, for instance. Do you want people to bring things if they have some?
Well, you can bring things. This time we're going to do some ornaments. And actually, if you wanted to bring a picture of someone...
So, free, 1 o'clock, Atlantic Public Library, making Christmas decorations out of natural items. Decorations. Are they just going to be hanging things? Can you give us a clue here to kind of motivate us?
Yeah, it's going to be, we're going to do different ornaments this year. And so we're going to use pine cones, milkweed, seed pods. We're going to do a lot of different things. And so if you want to bring a picture of someone, and we'll maybe create that into an ornament on something natural.
Oh, that's a good idea. And some people even like to highlight their pets, maybe if they have a picture of a pet, just something they'd like to, a photo that they would like to put on their tree. That would be a fun thing to do. So I assume that includes some gluing. Does it include glitter?
Yes, you will have glitter.
Some people love glitter. But it's a really fun thing, and you're going to give them some ideas, I'm thinking. So they'll get you started, but then maybe during the coming year, if you want to expand on that, you can kind of get some ideas.
Yes, you know, it changes every year, so people can come back and do the program again, and it's going to be something different. We're going to build something different. So a lot of times, last time we did a lot of things with wreaths and evergreens. So this year, we're kind of going the ornament route.
Okay, great. That sounds exciting. And I want to, ask about the swans. You've been having this contest to see when the swans are coming. Has somebody won that yet?
Yes, and the swans just got here. I can't release who won it, but they just got here on the 17th of November. And this is actually the first time that we've had a high on the first day. It started out with 3 swans, but by the end of that day, by the end of the 17th, we had 24 swans here, and so that's kind of rare. We just get a handful on the first day, and not the big rush it seemed like.
Now, and people may not have seen all of them because they are located, they're not all together in one big group.
Yeah, when it's this early in the season, before the ice gets on all of the lakes, we actually had about 17 of them out on Lake One, which is actually right next to Buck Creek Road. And so that's Lake One, and so that's where 17 of them were. And we only had about 4 or 5 down by the feeder on Lake Four.
Okay. Is this an early date?
No, not really. It's about average. A lot of people that were in the contest were picking later because we had such a mild fall. And that's kind of what I thought, too. So they threw us for a loop.
And are they all still there? Some of them, do they kind of stop in and then move on?
Yeah, they're stopping in, moving on, or they're going to eventually come back once that ice gets on and they can't find a lot of that fresh water. They'll be around.
So great. That's just so much fun. Now, can you tell at this point, were they there long enough that these are ones that have been there before?
Yeah, one of the first ones that morning was 5C5, and so he was collared, and so he's one that's come to Atlantic before, so he knows what he's doing.
He says, this is a good spot, and if I'm gone, I'll be back. That's great. Let's also mention ways that we can keep track, that we can keep up to date with what you are doing, Laura. There are some ways that we can find that out.
Yeah, we do a newsletter, and also we do our website. We keep up on our website, and we put all of our events now out on Facebook as well. So sometimes that's easier for some people to find. So definitely friend or like Cass County Conservation on Facebook. Otherwise, mycountyparks.com is our website, and you just click on Cass County, and you can see all of our events right there. So.
And do you still mail some newsletters out just in case somebody doesn't have a computer?
Oh, yes. We still mail newsletters. So if you don't get it or if you're new to town and would rather have that paper copy, that's just fine. Give our office a call. And again, that number, especially if you want to pre-register for that date, by the 30th for natural holiday decorating, it would be 769-2372.
If we're going to look for you in the phone book, what do we look under? Where do we find you in the phone book?
Sometimes it's hard. We actually are listed under Cold Springs Park as well in the Lewis section. So if you call that number for Cold Springs Park, you're going to get Cass County Conservation.
And I think you're listed under Cass County, right? All the offices of Cass County, you're listed
right
there also.
That would be in the government pages too. So it depends which section you're looking in.
Okay. But sometimes that's helpful to know because they don't remember the phone number. I don't remember those phone numbers, but I can go look in the phone book and find you. Now, one of the other things that I'm guessing you've been doing some of, and that's visiting classrooms.
Oh, yes. Turkey programs have been going strong around Thanksgiving and getting ready for December. We do a lot of tracks programs in December, even though Christmas is going on.
Yeah. So did you do something special for Thanksgiving? Something about turkeys and wild turkeys?
Yeah, I see every kindergarten class in Cass County for the turkeys. So they get to come see me. And sometimes it's the first time those kindergartners have seen me is in November when we talk about turkeys.
You wear a turkey costume?
Nope, but we bring a lot of turkey feathers in and turkey calls.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Yes.
They maybe get acquainted with those, and I'm thinking some kids may hear those out and about. We do have wild turkeys in Cass County, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do, and sometimes, depending on the park you go into, some of our parks do have a decent-sized brood going on in our parks. So.
Okay. And as I've heard people say, though, they can be kind of elusive, that if people are around, they might kind of hide out?
Yeah, they usually run away, or a lot of times you hear the flapping of the wings when they're running away. But if they're roosting in a tree, sometimes you can walk mm-hmm. right under them and not mm-hmm. even know it.
And I've seen them along the road sometimes.
Yep.
It's kind of a surprise. You go, oh, yeah, those are those turkeys. And for the kids, they're not white.
No, they're not. Not in Cass County.
So that's something to watch for when you're out and about to see if you can find some wild turkeys. And there'll be some there. Not everybody's going to eat those for Thanksgiving, for sure. Have you ever eaten wild turkey, Laura?
Yep, I have.
And how does it compare?
I like it probably better.
It has a little more flavor to it, do you think?
Yep, more flavors. Some people think it's sometimes they're a little bit more greasier, but that's all right with me.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. So turkey time, and then, of course, now it's moving on to the next holiday, which is, of course, Christmas. And so let's remind folks again of the what's happening for Christmas and the registration time.
It's natural holiday decorating Saturday, December 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. And you pre-register by the 30th. Just give us a call and tell us how many people are coming. And that's 769-2372, but it is free.
Okay. And what age?
As long as the parents stay with them, it's any age, and they can help create an ornament.
Okay. Fun for the family. So a great opportunity. We want to thank you very much, Laura Schwenninger, who is the Cass County Naturalist for Cass County Conservation, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. A rich person is not one who has the most, but the one who needs the least.